We're down here on the farm in Lexington, Kentucky with former Jets quarterback Chad Pennington. It's that time of year, Jets training camp. What is your favorite Jets training camp memory?
Oh, wow, favorite Jets training camp memory. Well, I always loved the good music that we played during practice. I at least got one country song per practice, which was nice. But, you know, it's a time also, I think, for players to really focus on after practice, talking to the fans, communicating with the fans, and letting them in on the inside look of training camp. I think that's something that's special about training camp.
Open competition at the quarterback position. Josh McCown, a guy who was your former teammate. What should Jets fans expect from him coming into camp?
Well, I think for a veteran like Josh, you're looking at stability, being able to stabilize the quarterback room with two other young quarterbacks. You're also looking for leadership, being able to lead not only his quarterback room, but also his team, and give some leadership to the offensive side of the football. And I think that's exactly what Josh will provide.
Now, can Bryce Petty build off of what he did last year? Get a small sampling out there on the professional field. Unfortunately, he went down with a shoulder injury, but he was fine during the spring, and he's ready to go.
Well, I think that's the hope for Jet fans as well as Jet coaches, that he's able to take what he did last year, look at the film, be critical of himself, and then really find ways to improve and be better. Be a better passer, be a better communicator, just an overall better quarterback in this next season.
What kind of advice would you give Christian Hackenberg? You started your professional career watching for a couple seasons, and you got your opportunity. Christian was basically a pro redshirt in his first pro season, but he'll have an opportunity to start this year.
I think most importantly for a young quarterback is to really focus on your standard as a quarterback and not allow the expectation to run your life. And that's what's going to happen with Christian. There's going to be a lot of expectations on him. People are going to want to see him. He has to be patient with himself, patient with his progress, because he's never seen the field. Now, we hope that he's been able to use this redshirt season to his advantage, and there's a lot of great things that can come through sitting and watching. But we also want to make sure as a young quarterback that we don't put too much pressure on ourselves. This is just his second year. He's never seen an offensive snap in the NFL. He still needs to be patient.
New offensive coordinator in John Morton, a quarterback coach in Jeremy Bates, who actually led your room way back in 2005. What can these guys expect from Jeremy?
Well, I think, first of all, you're going to see the passion that Jeremy Bates has for football and the passion that he has for quarterback play. He will be central in that quarterback room. I think the guys will enjoy him in that quarterback room. He's a great resource. He knows what he's talking about when it comes to offensive football.
How does this young team insulate themselves from the external noise? Because they are a team in transition.
Well, I think this 2017 Jets team can use the noise as motivation. I really do. I think they can use that as a tool to come together and have a me against the world mentality and understand that there are no expectations for this team. The standard that these players set, the standard that these coaches set, is going to be most important. It's about the standard that they set, how they practice, going to be the key to the success of this season.